This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Quick, what did Calvin Coolidge and Barack Obama have in common? Anybody? No? All right, I'll give it to you. When the president lands in Havana next week, he'll be the first sitting American president to visit Cuba since Coolidge did it in 1928. In advance of his trip today, the White House announced more easing of the restrictions that Washington's had in place on economic ties with Cuba the past 50 years. They will, in theory, make it easier for individuals to go and to do business there. Cardiff Garcia from the blog FT Alphaville, who you hear every now and then on Fridays on this program in our weekly wrap, has family in Cuba. He is back not too long ago from his second visit the past couple of months. So we got him on the phone to tell us what it's like. Hey.
Hey, Kai.
So second trip, right?
Second trip to Cuba.
When you got off the plane, what was it like? Was it, we're ready for, the United States to come here, or are they not ready?
You know, it's a little tough to say. I mean, it's clear right now that Cuba wants the investment. They want the tourism. They need the revenues. But at the same time, the infrastructure upgrade is coming along very slowly. The business environment in Cuba is still very soft. It's very weak. I'm quite certain that they really welcome this opening. But at the same time, they're going through it with quite a bit of wariness.
Yeah.
I think the Cuban population certainly is excited about it, possibly more so than the Cuban government.
Give me the nuts and bolts. When you got to your hotel, could you do credit card transactions? Was there Wi-Fi in the rooms? I mean, those things that Western visitors will expect. And we should say Europeans have been coming there the whole time that Americans haven't.
So I didn't actually stay in a hotel. No. I stayed in a casa particular. That, by the way, is roughly Cuban for bed and breakfast.
Got it.
Cuba has a network of private homes that are allowed to rent their rooms to visitors, essentially tourists. And they need it because the tourism boom there has been quite impressive in the last few years, and there isn't the hotel capacity to deal with it. Some of them are allowed internet access because they are businesses. But remember that internet is not allowed in the homes, and it's only very gradually being allowed to be accessed in other places. So the infrastructure there, again, is quite bad. It's quite inconvenient. But at the same time, people want to see Cuba before it changes.
Yeah, no, absolutely. When you go out to dinner, are you paying cash or are you putting down your Visa?
Cash every time. My credit cards aren't going to work in Cuba. Most places in Cuba don't accept credit cards. And so one of the inconveniences of traveling to Cuba for Americans in particular is that you need to have enough cash on hand to last the entire trip or you're going to run into some serious problems.
Give me the export-import calculation, both how ready you think businesses are there to trade with the United States and then your perception of American businesses knowing what they're getting into.
Well, some American businesses have been exempt from the embargo all along, so agriculture, telecommunications. For other businesses, I think they're going to be surprised to find that the regulations on the Cuban side, forget the U.S. side, but on the Cuban side, are still really quite stringent. So right now, for instance, when you invest in Cuba, it has to be in a joint partnership with the government and in a minority stake. So the government still takes the majority stake. You have very limited access in terms of dealing with your own employees and even paying them. So Cuba is very slowly rewriting its investment laws, and it's established this new economic zone that's trying to attract new investment and where the rules are a little bit more favorable to foreign companies. And so there's some reason to be optimistic and excited about what's happening in Cuba, but I think it's going to be a slow grinding process. It is still a very profoundly bureaucratic place, especially for businesses.
Cardiff Garcia writes for the blog FT Alphaville. He is on our air every couple of 3 weeks or so on a Friday. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Kai.